Happy almost weekend. As we roll into a May weekend packed with things to do, there's a little something for everyone. Whether you're celebrating Mother's Day, honoring someone you've lost, or simply soaking up the season. From special events designed to treat moms, or anyone who's like a mom, to artsy outings and theater nights, there's no shortage of ways to connect, create, or just kick back. Over in Langley, craft beverage lovers can sip and savor their way through a celebration of local pours, while the Richmond Night Market and downtown's Junction Public Market continue to bring warm weather vibes, tasty bites, and community fun. Here are a few fun things to do in and around Metro Vancouver from May 9th to May 11th, 2025. West Side Story Sitora Productions brings the beloved Broadway classic West Side Story to life at Granville Island Stage from May 8 to 24, 2025. This vibrant production features Jerome Robbins' original choreography, a soaring 14-piece live orchestra, and a striking 16-foot set capturing 1950s New York City. Directed by Chris Adams, the show preserves the iconic elements of the original while resonating with today's audiences through its timeless tale of love and division. When? May 10 to 24. Previews May 8 to 10. Where? Granville Island Stage, 1585 Johnston Street, Vancouver. Cost $38 to $68, plus service fee. Purchase online. Ballet BC's Dusk. Ballet BC closes its landmark season with Dusk, a dynamic triple bill running this spring that celebrates the profound connection between music and dance. The program features two world premieres created in Vancouver, Obsidian by acclaimed duo Bobby Jean Smith and Orr Schreiber, set to live piano music, and a new work by artistic director Mehdi Walersky with music by Marcus Erickson. Rounding out the evening is the return of Marco Goke's haunting Woke Up Blind, set to the music of Jeff Buckley. Expect an evening of bold, emotionally resonant choreography from some of the world's leading voices in contemporary dance. When? May 8 to 10. Where? Queen Elizabeth Theatre, 630 Hamilton Street, Vancouver. Cost $19 to $144. Purchase tickets via Ballet BC Langley Craft Beverage Week. Celebrate Langley Craft Beverage Week from May 9 to 18, 2025. Photo courtesy of Tourism Langley. Sip, savor, and celebrate the best of Langley's craft scene during the third annual Langley Craft Beverage Week, running May 9 through 18. This 10-day celebration features exclusive beer and cocktail releases, food pairings, outdoor festivals, and live music, all hosted by the Langley Loop, a collaborative of 12 local breweries, cideries, distilleries, and more. With ticketed and drop-in events across the region, it's the perfect way to toast community, creativity, and local flavor. Event highlights include May 9th, kickoff party and Lean on Me, beer release at Locality Brewing May 11. Mother's Day celebration at Fraser Valley Cider Company May 13, comedy and beer pairings at Five Roads Brewing's Flight Night May 15, tropical-themed chef's table dinner at the Barley Merchant May 16. Whimsical Tea Party Cocktail Experience at Roots and Wings Distillery May 17. Brewhalla Fort Langley Festival with 30-plus makers and live music May 18. Wrap-up party with Vienna Lager launch at Camp Beer Company. Details and tickets available through participating venues. When? May 9 to 18. Where? Participating venues in Langley. Looking for more things to do that involve eating or drinking? Check out our weekly roundup of forking awesome food and drink events. Climb for Nature. WWF Canada's Climb for Nature returns to Vancouver on Saturday, inviting participants of all ages to climb the steps of BC Place in support of wildlife conservation. This family-friendly morning event raises funds to protect species like the southern resident killer whale and preserve vital habitats across BC and beyond. Originally launched over 30 years ago in Toronto, the event now includes self-directed climbs across the country. Register solo or as a team and help take steps, literally, for nature. When? Saturday, May 10th from 10 a.m. noon. Where? BC Place, 777 Pacific Avenue, Vancouver. Cost. Registration fee of $20 and minimum fundraising amount of $50 for adults. Registration fee of $10 and a minimum fundraising amount of $30 for kids and youth. Register online. Windswept, solo exhibition by Robert Marchessault. Canadian artist Robert Marchessault has a new solo exhibition opening May 10, 2025 at Bauxi Gallery in Vancouver. Photo courtesy of Bauxi Gallery. In his new solo exhibition Windswept, acclaimed Canadian artist Robert Marchessault deepens his long-standing exploration of tree imagery, presenting a powerful new series that evokes both universal emotion and intimate reflection. These dynamic, wind-bent trees, most often pictured on color field backgrounds with minimal or no additional landscape features, become expressive vessels through shape, texture, and color. Marchessault's work invites viewers to contemplate the natural world not only as landscape, but as a profound emotional language. Drawing on the symbolic resonance trees hold across cultures and causes, Windswept captures a stirring sense of motion, resilience, and connection. When? May 10-24, 2025. Opening reception is Saturday, May 10, from 2 to 4 p.m. Where? Bauxi Gallery, 3045 Granville Street, Vancouver. Motherless Day. While many people will spend Mother's Day with their mother and other family, that's not possible for all. That's why the Parentless Club has organized Motherless Day. The gathering will feature guided journaling, bouquet building, memory collating, and other similar activities. There will also be food and drink, including gluten-free and vegan options. As well as being a space for people without mothers to gather, the event is also a fundraiser for the Center for Addiction and Mental Health. Organizers note that while the event is meant for people without a mother, support also matters. When? Sunday, May 11th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Where? Co Studios, 2008 Manitoba Street, Vancouver. Cost? $60 plus $5.23 in fees. Tulip Dig at Greendale Acres Farm. Celebrate Mother's Day weekend with a blooming adventure at Greendale Acres Farm. On Saturday and Sunday, join the Tulip Dig and take home 25 bulbs to replant. Just bring your own shovel and be ready to get a little muddy. It's the perfect way to wrap up tulip season with a day full of flowers, fresh air, and family fun on the farm. Note: tulips are no longer in bloom. Moms can enjoy free admission on Sunday, May 11th, and a special pancake breakfast from 10 to 11 a.m. When? May 10 to 11 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Where? Greendale Acres, 41905 Yale Road W, Chilliwack. Cost: $15 admission. Purchase online. Morning after coffee and house music. Skip the late-night scene and ease into your Sunday with Morning After, a daytime coffee shop party blending house music and wellness vibes. Happening May 11th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Café Artigiano in Yaletown, the event features sets from Vancouver DJs Johnny Jover, Clue, and V-Star. Hosted by Outlier, the event is part of a growing global trend of brunch hour beats, promising a fire playlist, quality coffee, and optional drink specials. When? Sunday, May 11th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Where? Café Artigiano, 126 Davie Street, Vancouver. Cost: free, but registration needed. Vancouver-Hong Kong Fair. The Vancouver-Hong Kong Fair returns to the shipyards in North Vancouver this weekend, celebrating the rich sights, sounds, tastes, and traditions of Hong Kong culture. Highlights include a bustling cultural market with over 80 local and newcomer vendors, $3.50 per hour admission, plus free activities like street food, live performances, mahjong games, and heritage exhibits. This year's theme centers on sensory memories of Hong Kong, with interactive displays like a mini bus installation, sugar art demos, and a paper crafting workshop. Organized by volunteer group HK House, the fair is one of North America's largest of its kind, aiming to preserve and celebrate Hong Kong culture. When? Sunday, May 11th, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Where? The Shipyards, 125 Victory Ship Way, North Vancouver. Cost: general admission is free. $3.50 to the vendor market. Ongoing. Oleana. Written in 1992, the David Mamet's Pulitzer Prize-winning play Oleana tackles power imbalances and communication breakdowns, following an intense, escalating conflict between John, a university professor, and Carol, his student. The drama is directed by internationally renowned director Christiana Raipanu, and stars an acclaimed Métis actress, Jill Goranson, and legendary South African actor. Oleana wraps up its run this week at the Nest on Granville Island. When? May 1 to 11. Saturday evening performances at 7:30 p.m., Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Where? The Nest on Granville Island Festival House. 3rd floor minus 1398 Cartwright Street. Cost. Student tickets, $20. Regular tickets, $35. Supportive tickets, $50. Get tickets. Spring at the Farm 2025. Mon Farms in Abbotsford wraps up its inaugural year of its tulip forest on May 11, 2025, as part of its family-friendly Spring at the Farm programming. Photo courtesy of Mon Farms. Spring is in the air, and the lower mainland is covered in beautiful blooms, including at a new tulip forest on a popular farm, but this is the last weekend to check it out. Mon Farms has revealed its programming for its annual Spring at the Farm event, which includes yet another first in Canada from the Abbotsford family-run venue. The farm's forest pumpkin patch is doing double duty this year as a 2-acre tulip forest, loaded with colorful flowers and plenty of photo ops. When? Through May 11th. Where? Mon Farms, 790 Mackenzie Road, Abbotsford, BC. Cost. $21-$50 for spring events. Bypasses online. Casey and Diana. Casey and Diana is the story of a rebel princess, who visited Casey House, Canada's first freestanding AIDS hospice, in 1991, the peak of the AIDS crisis. Inspired by true events, this powerful drama about how the visit Diana, Princess of Wales, helped show how community, joy, and compassion can persist, even in the face of an overwhelming pandemic. When? April 24th to May 25th. Where? Stanley Industrial Alliance Stage, 2750 Granville Street, Vancouver. Cost, from $29. Get tickets. The Art of Banksy Without Limits. An exhibition featuring 200 works of art celebrating one of the world's most popular and mysterious street artists. The Brit keeps his identity secret but is regarded as one of the top artists of our time. The exhibition will feature photos, sculptures, installations, murals, and much more, including mural reproductions with Banksy's stencil technique. There's also a hologram and an infinity mirror room, as well as a documentary. The show promises a genuinely impressive experience and is a must-see to celebrate Banksy's art and carry it out into a wide art world. When? February 20th to May 25th. Where? 1 Alexander Street, Vancouver. Cost, $24 to $40. Buy tickets online. Junction Public Market. Photo courtesy Junction Public Market. Vancouver's vibrant waterfront free public market returns to Granville Square for the 2025 season on May 1st. Now in its second year, the Junction Public Market features rotating pop-ups, local artisans, food vendors, a licensed patio, live entertainment, and special events planned throughout the spring and summer. The popular warm weather event runs in a unique shipping container marketplace in Granville Square, located between Waterfront Station and Canada Place. The Sipping Container Bar will feature a list of local brews, wines, and pre-mixed drinks, with a patio overlooking the Vancouver waterfront and North Shore. When? May 1st to September 28th. Vendors, Tuesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Licensed patio, Tuesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Where? Granville Square, 200 Granville Street, between Waterfront Station and Canada Place, Vancouver. Cost, free admission. Richmond Night Market. Richmond hosts one of the largest outdoor markets in North America and has up to 150 retail stalls and 130 food vendors, as well as entertainment and carnival games. This year it is adding a 600-foot zipline ride by to celebrate its 25th anniversary, available starting May 19th. Also, to celebrate 25 years, the market will also offer happy hour specials and admission discounts. Every night, drinks will be under $7 and food under $10 at every food stall, while admission will be $5 after 10 p.m. General admission is $7 for anyone older than 7 but under 60. Kids up to 7 and those 60 plus get in for free. A Zoom Pass, which gives you the ability to skip the line, is $35. When? April 25th to October 13th. Where? 2431 No 3rd, Richmond. New Hawk Strong. Dancing down the eyelashes of the sun. The New Hawk Strong. Dancing Down the Eyelashes of the Sun is the first exhibition dedicated entirely to the New Hawk Nation who lived over 14,000 years on the central northwest coast in Bella Coola. The exhibition showcases the nation's rich culture and what it is doing to revitalize its language, self-governance, stewardship, and ceremonial practices. Visitors can also see how the community works to safeguard New Hawk belongings, treasures, and ceremonies, including the return of a significant collection of masks, regalia, and cedar bark weavings at the exhibition closes in 2026. New Hawk Strong features treasures and artworks housed at the Museum of Anthropology, as well as loans from private collections and six participating museums: Royal British Columbia Museum, Victoria, Burke Museum, Seattle, Glenbow Museum, Calgary, Manitoba Museum, Winnipeg, and Museum of Vancouver. When, February 21, 2025, to January 5, 2026. Where? MOA at the University of British Columbia, 6393 Northwest Marine Drive, Vancouver. Cost: free. With files from Alana Shepherd, Brendan Kurgan, Valerie Leung, and Nick Labba.